Harper Collins presents Power of a Woman by Barbara Taylor Bradford, read by Laurel Lefko. Part 1. Thanksgiving. Chapter 1. A fine mist floated like pale water over the meadows, drifting, eddying, blurring the trees, turning them into illusory shapes that loomed against the somber sky. Beyond these meadows, the distant Litchfield Hills were purplish in the dimming light, their bases obscured by the rising mist, so that only their peaks were visible now. And all about this wintry landscape lay an unremitting silence, as if the world had stopped. Everything was washed in a vast unconsciousness. The stillness was all-pervasive. Nothing moved or stirred. In the summertime, these low meadows were verdant and lush with billowing grass, and every kind of wildflower grew among the grasses. But on this cold Wednesday afternoon in November, they appeared bleak and uninviting. Stevie Jardine normally did not mind this kind of misty weather, for inevitably it brought the past back to her, and happily so, reminding her as it did of the Yorkshire moors and the lovely old farmhouse she owned. Yet now the vaporous air was chilling her through and through. It seemed to permeate her bones. Unexpectedly, she experienced a rush of apprehension, and this startled her. Pulling her woolen cape closer to her body, she hurried faster, trying to shake off the strange feeling of foreboding that had just enveloped her. Involuntarily, Stevie shivered. "Somebody walked over my grave," she thought, and she shivered again. She looked up. The sky was remote and cold, turning color, curdling to a peculiar faded green. A bitter sky, eerie. She increased her pace, running, eager now to get home. She no longer liked it outside, regretted her decision to take a long walk. The fog had closed in, but earlier the weather had been beautiful. Almost an Indian summer's afternoon, until the dankness had scuttled the day. Her feet knew well the path across the fields, and her step was sure, did not falter as it suddenly dipped, curved down into the dell. The fog was dense on this lower ground. Shivering once more, she drew herself farther into her cape. Soon the narrow path was rising upward as the landscape changed, became hilly. The mist was evaporating up there, where the land was higher. When she reached the crest of the hill, the air grew colder, but it was much clearer. From this vantage point, Stevie could make out her house, nestling cozily in the valley below, and she felt a surge of relief. Smoke curled up from its chimneys, lights glimmered brightly in the windows. It was a welcoming sight, warm and inviting in the dusk. She was glad she was home. The house was 200 years old, built in 1796, and stood in a long green valley under the shadow of Connecticut's Litchfield Hills. It had been something of an eyesore when she had first seen it 5 years before, an unsightly hodgepodge of additions that had been built onto it over the decades. After some skillful remodeling and restoration, its former graciousness and charm were recaptured. Stevie moved rapidly across the wet lawn and up the steps onto the covered porch, entering the house through the side door which led directly into the cloakroom. Once she had hung up her damp cape, she went into the great hall. This was vast, with a wide staircase at one end and a dark wood floor, so highly polished it gleamed like glass. A beamed ceiling, heavy oak doors, and mullioned windows bespoke the age of the house. Stevie always thought of the great hall as the core of the house, since all the other rooms flowed around it. From the moment she moved in, the hall had been used as a family living room, where everyone congregated. Several pink silk-shaded lamps had been turned on, and they glowed rosily, adding to the inviting atmosphere. It was a comfortable, welcoming room, with an old, faded Savonnery rug in front of the fireplace, antique Jacobean tables and chests made of dark, carved wood. Big sofas, covered in a fur-green tapestry, were grouped with several chairs around the fire. Stevie's face instantly brightened as she crossed the hall. It was cheerful, safe, reassuring. A log fire roared in the big stone hearth, and the air was redolent with the spicy scent of pine.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?